Good morning, beloved of God. As we enter this new day, let your heart become still before the Lord. This morning, we are not beginning with fear, pressure, ambition, or the noise of the world. We are beginning in the presence of the Father, the one who knows what we need before we ask him. Today's word reminds us that the Bible says in 1 Timothy 6, verses 10 to 11, the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil. Flee from all this and pursue righteousness. This is not a call to fear provision. It is a call to put our hearts back in the right place. Money must never become our master. Success must never become our God. Possessions must never become the measure of our peace. This morning we are asking God to purify our desires, order our steps, and lead us into true riches in Christ. Lift your heart now and begin to thank the Lord. Thank him for life. Thank him for mercy. Thank him for waking you up with breath in your lungs and hope still before you. Thank him because he has been your provider, your keeper, your shield, and your strength. Begin to pray in your own words. Say, Father, thank you for this morning. Thank you for every unseen mercy. Thank you for all you have given me and even for the things you withheld because you knew they would not be good for my soul. Thank him for daily bread, for shelter, for family, for grace, for forgiveness, and for the gift of another day to walk with him.
You are my portion, Lord. You are my peace and song. My heart will rest in you. In you I do belong. Not silver, not gold can satisfy my soul. Jesus, you are enough. You make my spirit whole.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you for the gift of this new morning. We thank you because you have kept us through the night and brought us into another day by your mercy. Your word says in Lamentations 3, verses 22 to 23, it is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed because his compassions fail not. They are new every morning. Lord, we receive new mercy today. We receive fresh grace. We receive wisdom for our steps. Let gratitude rise in our hearts until every complaint loses its power. Teach us to see your hand in what we already have. Teach us to bless you in abundance and in little. Let our hearts never forget that you are good, you are faithful, and you are enough. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we pray for a heart that is free from the trap of greed. The love of money can dress itself like wisdom. It can sound like planning, ambition, or security. But when it begins to rule the heart, it quietly steals peace. It makes a person restless even when they have enough. It makes the soul bow before what it was meant to use, not worship. The Bible says in Matthew 6, verse 24, ye cannot serve God and mammon. So this morning, we are asking God to break every hidden attachment that competes with his lordship. We are not rejecting provision. We are rejecting bondage. We are not praying against prosperity. We are praying against anything that takes the throne of our heart. Begin to pray. Say, Father, deliver my heart from every unhealthy desire for wealth, status, approval, and possession. Remove every secret place where money has become my confidence. Purify my motives. Teach me to seek you first. Let nothing you give me become greater than you in my heart.
Take my heart, O Lord. Make it clean and true. All I have is yours. I belong to you. Be my greatest treasure. Be my deepest need. Lead me in your wisdom from every trap set free.
Lord Jesus, we surrender our desires before you. Search us and know us. If there is any place where greed has taken root, uprooted by your mercy. If there is any place where fear has made us cling to money more than we trust you, heal us there. Your word says in Matthew 6 verse 33, but seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Father, restore first place to your kingdom in our hearts. Let our work be honest. Let our ambitions be clean. Let our increase serve your purpose. We declare that money will not rule us, fear will not drive us, and comparison will not poison our joy. Christ is our Lord, Christ is our treasure, and Christ is our confidence. Amen. Beloved, now we pray for contentment. Contentment is not laziness, it is not small thinking. It is a heart at rest under the care of God. It is being able to say, Lord, I trust you with what I have, and I trust you with what I do not yet have. Paul said in Philippians 4, verses 11 to 13, that he had learned to be content in whatever circumstance. And then he declared, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. This morning, may the Lord deliver us from the torment of always measuring our lives against someone else's. May he free us from the lie that joy is waiting at the next purchase, the next promotion, the next account balance, or the next applause. Pray now for contentment. Say, Father, teach my soul to rest in you. Deliver me from comparison. Deliver me from envy. Deliver me from the pressure to prove my worth through possessions. Help me to receive today with peace and to trust you for tomorrow.
I am held by mercy. I am kept by grace. I will trust your timing. I will seek your faith. You are more than plenty. You are more than gain. In the joy of knowing you, my heart is whole again.
Father, give us the grace of a contented heart. Let our peace no longer rise and fall with what we own, what we earn, or what others think of us. Your word says in 1 Timothy 6, verses 6 to 7, godliness with contentment is great gain. For we brought nothing into this world, and it is certain we can carry nothing out. Lord, write this truth deeply in us. Keep us from chasing shadows while neglecting our souls. Make us thankful without making us passive. Make us ambitious without making us greedy. Make us diligent without making us anxious. Let contentment become strength in us. And let gratitude become our daily language. In Jesus' name, amen. Now we turn our hearts to what Paul told Timothy to pursue. The Christian life is not only about what we flee from, it is also about what we run toward. The scripture says, flee from all this and pursue righteousness. So this morning we choose a better pursuit. We pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. There are people listening right now who need righteousness in their decisions, godliness in their habits, faith in their waiting, love in their relationships, endurance in their trials, and gentleness in their speech. The Lord is not only protecting you from wrong desires, he is forming Christ in you. Begin to pray. Say, Father, shape my character today. Make me righteous in secret and in public. Make me faithful when I am tested. Make me loving when I am tired. Make me gentle when I am under pressure. Give me endurance where I have wanted to quit. Let my life look more like Jesus.
Form Christ in me, Lord. Let your beauty rise. Make my heart your altar. Make my life your light. Righteousness and mercy, faith and love increase. Let my soul be rooted in your holy peace.
Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you to form holy desires in us. Let our hearts not be empty after we flee from greed. Fill us with hunger for you. Your word says in Galatians 5 verses 22 to 23 that the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. Holy Spirit, let this fruit grow in us today. Let our choices honor Christ. Let our words carry grace. Let our hands do good. Let our motives be clean when temptation comes. Give us strength to walk away. When pressure rises, give us wisdom to stand firm. When people look at our lives, let them see the evidence of your work within us, amen.
Now let us commit this day into the hands of God. You are not stepping into this day alone. The Lord goes before you. He is with you in your work, your conversations, your decisions, your plans, and your unexpected moments. Today, your pursuit is not merely to earn, achieve, impress, or possess. Your pursuit is Christ. Your pursuit is righteousness. Your pursuit is a life that pleases God. The Bible says in Proverbs 3 verses 5 to 6, trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy paths. So we place this day before him. Commit your day to the Lord. Say, Father, guide my steps today. Order my priorities, protect my heart, bless the work of my hands. Keep me from temptation, lead me away from every trap. Help me to pursue what is eternal. Let my life honor you from morning until night.
Lead me, Lord, today. Guide me in your way. Keep my heart in truth. Keep my eyes on you. All I am is yours. All I have you gave. Walk with me, oh Father, through this brand new
Father, we place this day completely in your hands. Go before us and make every crooked path straight. Give us wisdom in our choices, patience in our dealings, purity in our desires, and courage in our obedience. Let us not be trapped by the hunger for more, but let us be led by the hunger for you. Bless our work, but keep our hearts humble, provide for our needs. But keep our worship pure, increase us where it pleases you, and correct us where we need your discipline. Today we flee from greed, envy, fear, and every desire that pulls us away from you. Today we pursue righteousness, godliness, faith, love, endurance, and gentleness. We declare that our treasure is in Christ, our help comes from the Lord, and our future is safe in your hands. Let this day carry the fragrance of your presence. Let our lives bring honor to your name. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.